You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now. He'll be heading east to Monroe, Louisiana this weekend to take in the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival, a perennial favorite for him.
And a very good morning to you all. Thanks be to God and His blessed Divine Mother, the temperatures have finally abated and we can all breathe again. Fall brings with it autumnal hues and outdoor activities. For some of you, perhaps this signals the event of Halloween preparations or maybe football and hunting. But for me, autumn heralds the festival season. This weekend, I thoroughly recommend you head off down to Monroe for the ever-delightful Celtic Festival of Northeast Louisiana to be held this Saturday, October the 15th. I've been going there myself for years now, and to my knowledge, it is one of the best of its kind here in Louisiana. You'll get to hear some of the finest musical artists out from Ireland, and some of the Americanos play a mean fiddle too, I can tell you. So, let me give you some details. You'll get to hear some wonderful balladeers, such as Jim Glennon from New York's Long Island, the son of an Irish cop and one of a family of 12 kids. Tim has been playing since he was the age of 5. He regularly gigs in Shreveport and New Orleans. Then there's Jim Flanagan, all the way from the county of Cork. Jim actually grew up speaking the Irish language. There now, I bet some of you didn't even know there was one. And Jim will be singing in both the Irish and English language, and his performances are very entertaining. Then there's Jimmy Crowley. Jimmy is another Corkman, and he is a household name back in Ireland. He has the voice that would charm the birds down out of the trees, and some of his own compositions are beautifully crafted ballads. And as if you were not getting enough of the Corkmen, finally there's Mairtean de Cogan. He's the fella I was banging on about a few weeks back there, telling you that he's coming to the Bossier Shreveport area to do performances in people's houses. Not only does the bold Mairtean have the voice of an angel, he's also a phenomenal storyteller. In fact, he's the champion storyteller, which, coming as he does from a nation of storytellers, is quite an achievement. Two high-energy, crowd-pleasing bands dominate the stage and will have the crowd whipped into a frenzy of dancing and singing. They are Needfire and Murder the Stout. They're both in that Celtic rock vein, and when they get to playing, by God, 'twould make a man with a wooden leg want to get up and dance. Speaking of dancing, the festivities will be rounded off with a Kaylee.
A what?
A Kaylee. It's a knees-up. It's a barn dance, and this is arguably one of the highlights of the festival because it allows people like you, who have no experience of Irish dancing whatsoever, to be given lessons in how to fake your way through the dancing so you can make it look like you know what you're doing. Ah, oh, 'tis great crack. Yes, crack. That means fun in Ireland. So, if you're at the festival and you're having fun, you could holler, "Be the hokey, this is great crack." So come on down this weekend, Saturday, October the 15th, for some almighty crack in Monroe for the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival. Details of all the performers and events are online if you go to NELACelticFest.org. That's NELACelticFest.org. I'll be there myself, talking nonsense as usual, but at least I'll get a free burger for it, so it'll be worth it. I hope to see you there. Bye-bye now, and have a lovely week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.